How the Supreme Court decision ending the right to abortion puts the tech industry on the hot seat. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart over its money transfer services. The agency says it's a tool for scammers, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The FTC says it's tracked nearly $200 million in fraudulent money transfer payments sent or received at Walmart between 2013 and 2018. The agency says another $1 billion or more in related payments could be connected to fraud as well. The retailer allegedly became an attractive choice for fraudsters because it allowed for larger payments than competitors. These payments were allegedly part of scams like IRS impersonators calling taxpayers and fake relatives defrauding grandparents. The FTC's lawsuit claims Walmart allowed payouts even when the transactions appeared suspicious. Walmart strongly disputed the allegations and said it routinely works with law enforcement to stop fraud. The retailer said it has blocked hundreds of thousands of suspicious transactions, totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Some big retailers are limiting how much emergency contraception consumers can buy after a sharp increase in sales following the Supreme Court decision on abortion last week. Now, to be clear, emergency contraception isn't used for abortions. It's to prevent pregnancy if taken within 72 hours of having sex, which makes fast access to the drug crucial, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Walmart and Amazon are among the companies now limiting online purchases of emergency contraception like Plan B. And pharmacy chain Rite Aid is allowing just 3 units per customer as demand surges. Rita McGrath at Columbia Business School says it's not clear how long that surge will last.
What the retailers are going to do is sort of see whether this is likely to be a sustained level of demand or whether it's just a panic reaction to the Roe v. Wade announcement.
Experts say the loss of abortion access and possible future restrictions on contraceptives are among the reasons people are stockpiling. Boosting supply is complicated. Mariana Sokal of Johns Hopkins says retailers depend primarily on just 3 wholesalers who can redistribute the inventory they have.
But they cannot, you know, create drugs. Only the manufacturers can ramp up production and in the medium to the long run, increase supply to the country.
She says it's not clear if the current surge in demand will justify making more. In the meantime, consumer stockpiling could pose a problem, says Dr. Jennifer Russo, senior medical advisor to Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest.
I understand the impulse, definitely, but I'm concerned about availability to people who have an episode of unprotected sex and need it more acutely. It limits access to those who might need it in the moment.
Including people who can't afford to buy multiple packages of an emergency contraceptive in advance. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Surveilling financial markets here. After the NASDAQ fell 3% yesterday and the S&P dropped 2%, stock index futures are down just a bit this morning. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in the 2 to 3/10 of a percent range. Crude oil is up 0.6% above $112 a barrel now. The 10-year interest rate fairly steady, 3.12%. And hot times at Bed Bath & Beyond, reportedly. A Bank of America analysis says the retailer has cut air conditioning in stores to save money with its sales running slack. The company told the network CNN that if store thermostats are lower, it is not an order coming from headquarters.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
With America no longer a place where people have the right to end a pregnancy, let's look at the response to the Supreme Court decision through the lens of one powerful industry, technology companies need to retain a skilled staff. Their platforms can be used to track intimate details of users' lives. My colleague Kimberly Adams is hosting our program Marketplace Tech. Kimberly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, David.
First, what are these key companies saying in response to the Supreme Court decision?
They're really focusing on what they plan to do for their employees, saying that they will support workers who may need help getting access to abortion services. And then you have companies like Uber and Lyft saying that they will protect their drivers, who are not workers but contractors. But if they get caught up in potentially some of the blowback, if they end up involved in helping transport someone to or from some abortion-related care. However, it looks like employees and contractors may not be the real issue here or the real concern. Victoria Elliott is a reporter for Wired and covers tech platforms and power.
I think the bigger implications are not necessarily for their employees, it's for their users and for the people who are actually using their products.
These companies just have so much information on what we search and where we go in real life, and there's a real concern that law enforcement could potentially use that data to prosecute people seeking abortions.
And is thinking at these companies evolving on this user data that could be what some would term weaponized?
You have to imagine these conversations are happening, especially since we did have a look at that draft opinion pretty early in this process. But when it comes to all of this data these companies have about us, many of them are being mum on that. But Axios has done some reporting looking at the privacy policies of these companies. And if you look at them, it pretty much says that if they do get subpoenaed or a warrant by some of these state governments, they're going to be kind of stuck and may not have that many options. The other bucket of information is kind of this very specific app-based data, like you've heard potentially about period tracking apps that could give indications about whether or not someone has had an abortion. Those apps are rushing to assure people that their data is safe.
Now, what about people trying to use technology to politically organize, to organize people in what is now a post-Roe country?
The Associated Press and other news organizations actually found that Facebook and Instagram, for example, are taking down posts that talk about things like mailing abortion pills. Now, a spokesperson for Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, told the AP that that was because there's a policy against basically hawking pharmaceuticals online, but that same policy bans gun sales, and the AP found posts about that weren't exactly blocked with the same level of vigor.
All right. Marketplace host and senior Washington correspondent Kimberly Adams, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Jerez, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.